I'm Laura Hunsberger for South Carolina Public Radio. In Richland County, Blythewood resident Vernon Kelly lives with his wife and granddaughter on land he inherited from his grandparents. Vernon built his house 30 years ago and has since paid off the mortgage. During the October floods, his house didn't flood from the ground up, but strong winds damaged the roof and let rain pour in. Vernon says the family had to evacuate on Sunday, October 4th.
That's when the wind started blowing. When the wind started blowing, I guess it started lifting the shingles up, and that's when the water started coming in the house.
The house didn't have insurance, and Vernon says FEMA and the SBA turned him down for aid. The family couldn't afford to hire a contractor, and it would have taken years for Vernon to do the repairs himself. That's when the family found help through the St. Bernard Project, a disaster relief organization founded in New Orleans after Hurricane Katrina. The St. Bernard Project offers low-cost home rebuilding services for people impacted by a natural disaster who meet the following criteria. They own their own home and owned it before the disaster, they have a plan to stay in the community, and they cannot afford a market rate contractor. Michaela Schultz, South Carolina Operations Manager, says the St. Bernard Project helps families that would not be able to afford to rebuild without the project.
It's okay to receive FEMA, it's okay to have homeowners or flood insurance, it's okay to have some personal savings, but with all of those three things or with one of those things, they cannot go into the market and purchase hire a market rate subcontractor to perform the work on the house to rebuild. So usually our homeowners are low to moderate income and do not have the funds to do things like repair their drywall or repair their roof or their flooring.
The project uses volunteer work to keep costs down and negotiates lower rates with subcontractors who do more specialized work like roofing or wiring. To oversee the volunteers, the project brings in AmeriCorps members, trained workers who dedicated their time to help in areas of need throughout the country. AmeriCorps member Catherine DeZort is one of the site supervisors at Vernon Kelly's house. Her job is to teach volunteers how to do skilled work like replacing the damaged ceilings in Vernon's home and painting. She sees a different group each week, but she says the volunteers have been pretty quick to learn.
We're lucky because we've been getting a lot of older individuals who already know how to do a lot of things. So we give them a refresher, but usually they just take charge and go at it.
St. Bernard Project is currently serving in Richland and Lexington counties, but they're working on a partnership with the United Way Association of South Carolina to bring 30 more AmeriCorps members to the state. These AmeriCorps members would work throughout the state teaching St. Bernard's techniques to other VOADs or volunteer organizations active in disaster. The 1SC Fund has approved a grant of $240,000 to make this possible. Dana Bruce Fulmer, the fund administrator, says AmeriCorps volunteers have vast experience responding to disasters across the country.
AmeriCorps brings a new level of skilled workmanship to the table, as well as an ability to do some project management on those sites where you may be utilizing, say, spring break college volunteers or high school volunteers to do things such as paint, carry supplies, etc.
Sarah Elliott is a senior at Austin Peay State University in Tennessee. She led a group of students on an alternative spring break trip to help with flood recovery in South Carolina. Working on Vernon Kelly's house, she and her team have learned how to scrape paint, insulate a ceiling, and install drywall. Sarah says it's also been great to get to know Vernon and his family.
And he always comes and picks up his granddaughter from school, and so yesterday we got to see her and talk with her and see how excited she was about the house being painted and the colors and everything.
As the volunteers with St. Bernard Project finish the repairs, Vernon and his family are looking forward to moving back into their home in about a month. For more on this story, visit southcarolinapublicradio.org. For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Laura Hunsberger.